This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pincham, and I will be reading a synopsis of an article published by JNS Pediatrics on August 8, 2014. The topics of the article featured in this podcast are hydrocephalus and infection. What is the risk of infecting a cerebrospinal fluid diverting shunt with percutaneous tapping? A clinical article by Lindsay Spiegelman and colleagues. Most CSF diverting shunt systems have an access port that can be percutaneously tapped. Tapping the shunt can yield valuable information about its function and whether an infection is present. The fear of causing a shunt infection by tapping may limit the physician's willingness to do so. This study investigates the risk of infecting a shunt with percutaneous tapping. Cases were identified in which CSF was obtained during 2011 and 2012 by tapping the shunt access port with a 25-gauge butterfly needle after prepping the unshaven skin with chlorhexidine. These CSF specimens were identified and matched with clinical information. A culture-positive CSF sample was defined as an infection. If results were equivocal, such as broth-only positive culture, a repeat CSF specimen was examined. During the study period, 266 children underwent 542 shunt taps, and with 541 taps, no clinical evidence of a subsequent shunt infection was found. One child's CSF went from sterile to infected 11 days later. However, this patient had redness along the shunt tract at the time of the initial sterile tap. The authors conclude that the risk of infection from shunt tapping is remote if the procedure is done correctly. Thank you for listening. Follow the JNS on Twitter at #TheJNS and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.